Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Heart, an outreach ministry of New Vision for Life Kingdom Builders. Our ministry website is www.newvisionforlife.com, where we align our heart with the heart of God. Please join our host, Bishop Etta Banks, as we get to the heart of the matter.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. This is your host for today, Minister Tabika Garnes, and I'm glad to have you on this morning. And Apostle Banks will not be joining us this morning. She has a class that she has to go to. But you have me for today, and I just want to say that I know I have not been on the show for the past couple, I guess it may be 2 or 3 weeks maybe, but I am glad to be back. I had some health issues, and I want to say that I'm good now. I'm healed by the blood of Jesus, you know, claiming my healing, even though things may sound different, look different in the natural. You know, we have to claim our healing so that it will manifest. So we put our faith in Christ, and we allow him to do whatever it is that he needs to do throughout our bodies, but we know that he got our back and that he is blessing us each and every day. So I just want to give God glory this morning because he is a faithful God. He will perform and do the things that he said that he's going to do. And so we just want to give him, we just want to lift him up just for that. And so before we get started, just want to say good morning to our regular callers, the ones that join us each and every Saturday. Good morning, Ms. Joyce from Baltimore. Good morning, Ms. Joyce from New York. Good morning, Prophetess Dawn. Good morning, Prophetess Kim. Good morning, Deacon Farr. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning to everyone. If I fail to mention your name, don't take it personal. We love you and we thank you for taking time out on your Saturdays just to be with us. Again, you know, that's what I say, you know, we appreciate your time. You know, we appreciate your time. You could be doing anything else. You know, you could be out shopping this morning, getting ready, you know, for that Christmas rush. But you decide to join us. Now, you may still be out shopping and just be on mute. But again, you thought about us and you still dialed in. So I just want to say thank you for spending an hour of your time with us on Saturday mornings. So before we go any further, I want to open us up in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank, bless you, and we honor you, Lord God, because you are a faithful God, and there is none like you, O God. You, Father God, are everything that we will ever, ever, ever need, Lord God. And when things seem dark or when things seem like they're not going to go the way we expected to, Lord God, we know that you hear our prayers, oh God. We know that you're not ignoring us, Father God. We know that you're always working, God. Even when we don't see it, oh God, you're working. Even when we don't feel it, Lord God, you are working because you are a way maker, oh God. You are, Father God, a light in the darkness, Father God. Father God, you are the miracle worker, Lord, and we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord God. You are our peace. You are our joy. You are our love. You are, Father God, everything that we need you to be, Father, and we just want you to know, Lord God, how much we love you, and we thank you, oh God, for the things that you're doing, oh God. The things that are to come, Father God. We thank you for being the same God yesterday, today, and forever. Oh, God, we thank you for putting a smile on our face, God, in the times where we're sad or discouraged or disappointed. Oh, God, you always know how to put a smile on our faces, oh, God. That's because you are a wonderful Father, and you know how to make us smile, Lord. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Thank you for your consistency in our lives, God. Thank you that your promises never return unto you void, oh, God. Thank you for loving us unconditionally in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Thank you for dying on the cross, Lord God, that so that we may have life, God, even though you you, that we weren't always going to be obedient, that we may deviate from the plan, Lord God, but you still died for us on that cross in the name of Jesus, oh God. You died, Lord God, for those 39 stripes that you took, oh God, for sickness, oh God. So, Lord, we know that those things may have not every category, God, 39 categories, Lord God, and things that we may never thought that these different diseases that seem like they're coming about now, they were already a part of the plan, Lord God, when you died on the cross, Father God. You are so faithful, Lord. You are so faithful. You are so faithful, Father. We just love you so much, Lord, and we give you all the glory, Lord God, and we declare by your stripes, we are healed. We are healed by the blood of the Lamb, by your stripes. Oh, God, we declare our healing in the name of Jesus. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, God, we declare our healing in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. For it is already promised. It is already promised. We just have to have faith to walk in it and to know that we are healed. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We bless your holy, holy, holy name, Lord God. Lord, we just give you glory. And we thank you for this day, God. We thank you, oh, God. We're coming upon December, Lord God. We're almost done with this year, Father God. God, we thank you for an awesome year, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. We thank you, oh, God, that even though we may have hit roadblocks, oh, God, we may have fallen short, God, we may have gotten weary, oh, God, or discouraged or disappointed at times, God, but, Lord, we thank you for a good year in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God, now we look forward to what's the things that we may have gotten wrong in this year, God. We look forward to the next year, God, that we may get those things right, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. So we just thank you right now, God, as we just take the time, just a couple minutes, oh, God, just to reflect on your goodness and your greatness and your awesomeness, God. How could we not give thanks? How can we not be grateful? In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, oh God. So we thank you even now, Lord God, for everything that you're doing in this season, oh God. We thank you, Father God, just for just watching over us and watching over our families, oh God, and just watching over our belongings. And God, everything that we need you to watch over, oh God, you have done everything, Lord God, that we have asked you to do, God. It may not seem like it to some of us because we ask for specific things that we may not have seen yet, but know that God is faithful. Know that he knows what's best for us. And sometimes the things that we ask for may not be in his plan right now, or it may not be good for us, but don't get discouraged because God is faithful to perform. He is faithful to fill all those things that he's promised us. So if God has promised you something, know that he is going to fulfill his promise, because he is not one that will promise something and take it back. The enemy does that, and you don't want any promises from the enemy. And so, Father, we just thank you right now. We thank you for every person that is listening in the name of Jesus, oh God. We ask, Lord, that you just cover them, you keep them, you guide them, oh God. Hallelujah. Let them be able to see the light in front of them, which is you, in the name of Jesus. And Holy Spirit, just have your way on this line today. Have your way in the hearts of your people on today, Father God. God, let them be able to have peace in their hearts and their minds and just be able to get through what it is that they have to get through, Father. So, Lord, we bless you. We thank you. We honor you. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 All right. So this morning we'll probably be talking about different things this morning. So, you know, anytime you have a comment or something that you want to share, please feel free to press 1 on your keypad, and that will alert me so that I can unmute your line so that you may speak. I do have someone that has already pressed 1 on their keypad. Your last 4 digits are 9021. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm okay. I missed y'all last week because my phone was messed up, but I'm here this week. I say this, I'm blessed, and like you said, the year's almost over. We made it, 2019. Soon we'll be here. God bless.
Amen. God bless. Thank
this
you.
This is Joyce from New York.
Yes, ma'am. I know. Amen. I know your voice. Amen. Thank you for that. All right. I'm going to put you back on mute, okay?
Okay.
All right. Amen. 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 So I really hope that you all have had a good month thus far. As we're coming upon Thanksgiving next week, I really did not realize that Thanksgiving was already next week. I don't know why I had in my mind that it was in, you know, like the last week of the month, but I forget that it fluctuates sometimes. But I am thankful, you know, because Thanksgiving is the times where, you know, families come together and they reflect, they give thanks to the Lord, and they just share those memories and times with each other. And we also know that some people don't have that, you know, they don't have the family to sit and reflect and laugh and joke with. And so we want to remember those people during those times, during these times when families come together and they may not have a family to go to, or they may have lost a loved one around this time. So we just want to remember those people that may be having a hard time next week, or, you know, when Christmas time comes, when the new year comes, let's just remember those people. If you have anybody in your life that may not have a family, invite them over to your family dinner. Let them know that they do have a family. If they may, you know, it's not the family that they were born into, but it's God's family. So if you know anybody that needs, you know, a home to go to for Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, whatever, invite them over. People want to be included. You know, it's hard to have the holidays come around and not have anyone to share it with. And so I wanted to do something different this year for Thanksgiving, but because I was I had to have surgery and I was down for a little while, I didn't really get to do it. But I wanted to serve others this year. Maybe I can still do it for Christmas, but I wanted to serve others. I wanted to give up my Thanksgiving to be able to serve other people that are less fortunate. And so I was trying to think of different things that, you know, I could do. We could have still cooked and went out and just shared with other people that may not have any food that day. But I know that, you know, Christmas time is coming up as well, so I do have another chance to get that done. But, you know, my heart is for the people. And after having to go through the surgery, it made me realize that life is so much more than the moments that we're in. You know, life is so, so, so much more. Life is more than just going to work every day, you know, giving your 8 hours or 12 hours to that particular company. And then, you know, it's almost like, well, for me, it takes a lot out of me. You know, and not being there for the last, you know, 2 weeks or so, it just made me realize a whole bunch of things, you know, that life is too short to, you know, always be consumed with things that don't matter. You know, sometimes we work because we have to, you know, we have to pay our bills, we have to live, you know, we have to do all those things. But God promised us, you know, in the Bible where he says if he takes care of the birds and those things, how could he not take care of us? And you know, I'm coming to a place in my life where I'm starting to realize, you know, certain things where we take jobs, you know, we apply for things that we really don't want to do, but we apply for them because we need money to come in, because, you know, you have to pay your mortgage, you have to pay your rent, you know, you have to pay your car payment and car insurance, so we know that these things aren't free. So sometimes we take jobs that we really don't want, and then sometimes we find ourselves staying in these jobs. We become comfortable. We become complacent, and we just get in this place where now we're comfortable and don't want to move. But at the same time, the job is not what you want. You know, it's really not what you want. And so it just made me reflect, you know, this time of being not being there just made me reflect on so many things that I could be doing, you know, things where, you know, I'm tired of being stressed out over somebody else's business. You know, I'm tired of being overwhelmed over somebody else's business. But when I'm there, I do what I'm supposed to do. I'm not a slacker. I believe in, I have a good work ethic. So I'm none of those things. When I'm there, I do what I'm supposed to do. That's just it. That because that's who I am. Even though I don't want to be there, I do what I'm supposed to do while I'm there. But at the same time, it's time for me to start looking at my gift, at my talent to see how that can work for me, how that could open doors for me to have a business, you know, to share with somebody else. So, you know, that's just what I just wanted to share this morning, that sometimes we get stuck in things that we don't particularly enjoy. And, you know, we may be stuck for a moment, but we have to look around, ask God, you know, what is it that I'm really supposed to be doing? Because when it's something that you're supposed to be doing, God will make a way. He will make room for our gift. And also, when it's your calling, you know, no matter what the enemy does, you will not be moved. When it's your calling, no matter what the enemy does, you will not be moved. You know, he could throw a shoe at you. He could trip you. You know, he can just pick at you every single day. But when it's your calling, you will not be moved. You will not be moved. So I just, you know, just I don't know where all of this just came. I mean, I do. It's the Holy Spirit, because this is not what was on my agenda to speak about this morning. But sometimes, you know, we start out with something and God switches it up. And so we just go with the Holy Spirit because why? Because he always gives us new things. He always gives us new information. So just wanted to share that really quick before I go into the other things that I wanted to talk to. Again, good morning. This is Minister Tabika Garnes. You're listening to Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. And Apostle Banks has a class that she has to attend today, and that's why you do not hear her voice on the line this morning. But she is good. She's well. You know, she's up and she's accounted for. So we do give praise to God for that. Amen. Amen. All right. So one of the biggest things that is in the news right now are the California fires. We want to lift the different people up in prayer because there have a lot of people that have perished in this fire. It's kind of hard for me to look at when they show the different videos on the news. It's really hard for me to look at. One of the videos I saw, it was like everything was burning and somebody was in their car and I'm guessing they were trying to get out, you know, and everything around them was just burning. And I can't imagine being the one in the car trying to get away from everything that's burning around them. And, you know, I can't imagine what they have endured. You know, it's saying that more than 1,000 people are unaccounted for, and that this is California's deadliest wildfire, and it's going into a second week. It's saying that the death toll rose to 71 in the Camp Fire that started on November the 8th. And so at one point I was watching a video. It said that people died in their cars, you know, trying to get away. Some people didn't want to leave their homes. They were trying to, they didn't want to leave their homes. So they got trapped in the inferno because they didn't want to leave. And, you know, we know that a house is that's a materialistic thing. That's tangible. You know, you can replace a house, but you cannot replace your life. And, you know, part of me gets it. You know, people have worked hard to get to where they are. They may not have money to replace things that are in the house, but you cannot do anything when a house is burning. If, you know, if you're not a firefighter, if you don't have water to put the fire out, you just need to get out, just leave, because it's really nothing that you can do. And so, you know, we just want to lift these people up in prayer on today, because they are experiencing a lot. Just to be in a situation where everything around you is burning and you're trying to figure out how you're going to get away from it. How are you going to get out of here? I can't imagine what they were going through. I can't. Just looking at the pictures, I can't even stand looking at the pictures or the videos of at that moment of them, you know, trying to get out of their houses and them trying to race the fire, you know, to not get caught up in it. I can't imagine, you know, what they're going through right now. It's a lot of people that are displaced right now, you know, that there are a lot of people that have lost family, they've lost pets, but God is still faithful, you know, no matter, you know, what you endure, what you go through. It could seem like the worst thing in life, and I'm sure for them, this is the worst thing that could have ever happened to them. But God is still faithful to come through and to rebuild. And so right now I just want to lift these people. I just want to lift these people up. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we lift every family up to you that has been affected from these wildfires in California, Lord God. We pray for the families, Lord God, that have lost loved ones already, ones that have already perished, oh God. We lift the families up to you now, God. We pray that you give them peace, Lord God. We pray, God, that you comfort them like never before, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. The ones that are still unaccounted for, that are still missing, God, I pray that they are found and found safe, Lord God. Lord, I just pray that this 1,000 people that are unaccounted for, God, I just pray, Lord God, that they have not perished. I pray, Lord God, that 1,000 people have not perished in the name of Jesus, oh God. And so, Father God, just let your peace, God, just comfort your people. Let your love comfort your people, God. If these people didn't know you before these fires, God, I pray that they know you now, Lord God. I pray that they seek you like never before in the name of Jesus, oh God. I pray, Father God, that their hearts, oh God, I pray that their hearts would be comforted during this time, God. I pray, Lord God, that you would replace the things, Lord, that they've lost in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, I come against the spirit of fear and PTSD, Lord God, and anxiety and depression, God, and all these things that may come about because of what they've gone through. But those that may have seen people on fire or may have seen cars on fire with people in them, God, I pray, Lord God, that your peace will comfort them. I pray for their minds right now, God. I pray, Father God, that those things won't just stay in their minds, God, and just keep replaying and replaying and replaying over in their minds, God, but that you, Father God, would be the one that just would comfort them, God, just would comfort their hearts, God, that would take over their minds even now, that would give them good thoughts, that would give them the strength, oh God, and the faith to get through this in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, let them come together, united as a community, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that they may get past this. God, I pray that resources, oh God, be allotted to them, Lord God, that resources and the things that they need, the daily things that they need in order to survive, God, I pray that these large companies volunteer to help, oh God, or they be able to send stuff to the people, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Let this be a time, Lord God, where the people are taking care of one another. Let this be a time of unity in the name of Jesus, oh God. We just bless your name, Lord God, and we know that nothing that we go through is in vain, and I'm sure they're wondering you know, why did this happen? Why did it happen to them? Oh, God, but only you know, Father God, only you know. But it takes the intercessors, oh, God, and the prayer warriors to stand up and to pray on their behalf, oh, God, so that they can get some peace, Father God, for they know, they never know who's praying on their behalf, oh, God, but I pray that their hearts not be troubled, oh, God. I pray that their minds be free, Lord God, of the things that they have seen and endured, oh God. We know that you are faithful to perform, Lord, and we give you all the glory, we give you all the honor and all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, you are so awesome, Lord God, and everything that we encounter, Father, we know that you are with us, oh God. We know that you are with us. No questioning where you are, you're with us. You're with us. That's all I can say. It may hurt, it may be uncomfortable, but God is with us. Amen. And don't forget that. Don't forget that he's with us. It may not seem like it, but God is with us. So we give you glory. We give you glory this morning, Father, and we just continue just to say thank you. Amen. Amen. Again, if anybody has anything that they want to share, please press 1 on your keypad and I can unmute your line. I can unmute your line so that you can go ahead and share what it is that you want to share. Amen. All right, so the second thing that I want to talk about is the elections, one of the states during the elections, Florida. So it seems like Florida is having a hard time. Florida is having a hard time in voting. Some things that happen about the ballots. It seems that some ballots were, I guess, I'm not sure exactly what happened, but in some counties in Florida, they don't have the machines because they said that the machines may take longer to read each one. So they use these physical ballots that the people have to fill out the ballots themselves, and then people have to count each ballot. I apologize if you hear any background noise on my end. I apologize, but some people have to count the ballots, like physically count the ballots. And if you can imagine, you know, somebody counting all of these ballots, you know that there leaves room for human error. So I heard that at one point they ran out of ballots for the people, and people were in the line for hours. There was someone who, you know, went and bought some pizzas for the people so that they could have some food because they were in the line for so long. I'm sure some people probably left. You know, I can only imagine that was a mess. And so we know that out of this, people are saying that, you know, fraud is going on, that the Democrat to do with it. And so it's just a lot of back and forth, pointing fingers going on right now. And we know that in times like this, things do happen. We just know that, you know, we know that sometimes things go missing, things happen intentionally where people set up things to fail. But we have to also know that God exposes situations like this. So while humans think they are getting away with something and they think that nobody knows and they think that nobody sees them, what they don't realize is that God is watching. And we know that God will be the one to get revenge from it. And so we don't get bent out of shape. Yes, it's unfair. Sometimes, you know, people cheat, and it looks like that they have gotten away with it. But eventually, it comes out. Whether it be a year from now, 2 years from now, 3 years from now, it comes out. So don't be moved by it, because they're not really getting away with it. Because again, God sees, He hears, and He knows. He knows who is doing what, who's not doing what they're supposed to do, who's cheating, who's lying, all of that stuff. And so we just, you know, we just thank God that he's in the midst of all this, and that if there was any fraud, if there was any cheating, that it will be exposed. And our covering apostle Wilson, a couple weeks ago, he had 3 days of prayer for the elections, and he gave each person a state to pray for. And it just so happened that Florida is the state that I had, one of the states that I had to pray for. And I believe that one of my prayers said, you know, to expose any cheating or something like that, I want to say. And so here we are, Florida is the state that's having the issue. And so I prayed that God reveal or expose, or, you know, any cheating, let there not be any cheating. And so that this has come up, it makes me think that maybe there was something that happened, and now they have to go back through the process of recounting ballots and all of that stuff, so that whatever took place will be exposed. So hallelujah, Lord God, let if it was any cheating, any fraud going on, God, we just thank you that it will be exposed. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. All right, so this last thing I want to talk about is the prayer watches. Understanding the 8 prayer watches, not sure if, you know, anyone on the line knows about the prayer watches, but there are 8 prayer watches that we pray for. And the Bible speaks of watches, which are specific times of the day or night. And there are basically 8 watches covering 24 hours. So sometimes, you know, if you're ever asleep and God, you feel God nudging you to get up and you're not sure why, you know, you can get up and look to see what watch you're in, and then you could begin to pray, you know, during that watch. We are to, you know, not only watch out for the enemy's activity, but also for the manifestation of God's plan. So if we do watch for the enemy and announce his activity, we can avert the devil's plans to steal, kill, and destroy what God has for us. And Jesus said in Matthew 24:43, but know this, if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. And so, you know, another scripture to thy kingdom, I'm sorry, today more than ever, it is important that we pray and seek the mind of the Lord. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven, Matthew 6:10. So major decisions we are confronted with require us to know God's individual will for our lives. So if at any time, you know, you could do it before, you can see what watch you're in before you go to sleep. If you're awaken in the middle of the night, you can see what time it is and then begin to pray during that prayer watch. But doing a prayer watch is really important. And I believe that it can, like it said, it can halt the enemy's plans if you're praying during that time. The first watch is the evening watch, and that starts from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And that's a time of quiet reflection and a period for covenant renewal with God. And we can, so if you go to certain websites, they'll give you like prayer decrees to pray during that prayer watch going on during this time. So Jesus used the evening watch to go aside and pray, Matthew 14:15-23. After the business of the day is a time to release anxiety to the Lord before going to sleep. This is a time to meditate on God's word. Meditation quiets our emotions, realigns our mind, and frees our will to do the will of God. What we could not hear clearly earlier in the day, we begin to hear during this time. During this watch, ask God to give you clear directions for the next day and about his call on your life. Amen. So the second prayer watch is from 9 p.m. to 12 a.m. During this watch, intercessors are able to impact the spiritual realm before the enemy gets ready to wreak havoc. Psalm 119 and 62 says, "At midnight I will rise to give thanks to you because of your righteous judgments. It was at the midnight hour that God struck down the firstborn of Egypt, which resulted in his people being released from captivity and set free to worship him." This watch is a time when God deals with the enemies that are trying to keep us from entering into his perfect plan for our lives. Excuse me. All right. And then the third watch is the breaking of day watch from 12 a.m. to 3 a.m. This is a period of much spiritual activity. This watch hour will strengthen your faith. It is the time that Peter denied Christ three times. This watch is the darkest and most demonic part of the night, especially at midnight. Witches, warlocks, and Satanists have fun and start their incantations during this part of the night. The devil operates at this time because this is the time that men are in a deep sleep and there are not as many people praying to oppose him. This watch calls for seasoned intercessors. Yes, for we know that this is the time where most people are asleep, and so this is a time where demonic activity is the highest because not a lot of people are woke to pray. But if the intercessors get on the wall at this time of night, the demonic activity will cease and desist. Praying strategically throughout these prayer watches is what breaks down the demonic activity, and it also gives us, it builds us up. It builds us up in our faith. You know, it builds up our strength that we may do these things, you know, come against what the enemy is trying to give out. So it's always good to know which watch that you're in. So basically, it's a 24-hour thing. So even if you're asleep during that time, whatever time you get up, you know, you can pray throughout that prayer watch. Whatever time, you know, you may take your lunch break, there's a prayer watch going on, you could pray. So it's always a time to pray during these watches. It's not like it's just from midnight to 6 a.m. and that's it. It's a prayer watch going on that every 3 hours there's a prayer watch going on. So you always have time to pray. The fourth watch is the morning watch from 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. The fourth watch is always important because this is the last watch of the hour. I'm sorry, one second. My computer just did something. Okay. This fourth watch is always important because this is the last watch of the night. This watch is the time that satanic agents who went out to perform their activities are returning to their bases. This is the time of the morning when the Israelites were delivered from slavery in Egypt, Exodus 12 and 14. This is also the time Jesus walked on the water to help the disciples who were caught in the storm, and that's Matthew 14, 25 through 23. This is the time to establish the course of your day by speaking God's word and breaking everything that would attempt to hinder his will for your life to manifest on third day. Psalm 19 and 2, commanding your morning. Matthew 24 and 43, this is also a part of the fourth watch. But know this, that if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. This is a disciplined prayer watch for those who have the power and training to wake up early in the morning and set the atmosphere. This is the time for all of the enemy's plans and strategies to fail. This watch is for gaining territory, establishing the spirit of prosperity, and stopping the devil from hijacking blessings and favor. This prayer watch sets our day before it begins. This is an opportunity to set things in place before the devil and his demons have a chance to ruin it. Accidents, deaths, thefts, job loss, and any other acts of the devil can be stopped during this watch when intercessors obey the voice of the Lord and fill the morning with powerful prayers. Amen. All right, and then the fifth watch is the early morning watch from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m., time that God strengthens Christians. The spiritual significance of sunrise is having Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, rise over us. Malachi 4:2. During this watch, pray for such issues as healing in your body, relationships, family, government, and the economy. The sixth watch from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. is time to see God's promises fulfilled. This is a time to watch for the word of the Lord to be fulfilled in your life. This is also the time to receive the supply of all resources needed for every project God has assigned to you, assigned you to fulfill. This was a time that the Israelites got everything that they had to use to build the tabernacle in the wilderness. Pray for the provision to accomplish whatever God wants you to do. And then the seventh watch is from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. Midday is an hour of rest and a time to seek the Lord. During this watch, Christ was on the cross atoning for the sins of the world and restoring man's relationship with God. Additionally, Peter had a vision of the clean and the unclean animals, which God used to let Peter know that God was including the Gentiles in his redemptive plan. Also, it was during this watch that Daniel always went home to pray. Unfortunately, this is also the time for destruction to run rampant in our nation. And the eighth watch from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m., the hour of dying to self and rejoicing in the power of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ died on the cross during this watch. He took on the sins of man so that we can be reconciled to God through his blood. Those who accept Jesus' sacrifice can now live a triumphant life through him and are allowed to come boldly before the throne of God the Father. As Jesus died and was resurrected, so the Bible calls us to die to self and live for Christ. The Apostle Paul said in Galatians 2:20, I have been crucified with Christ and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. After his resurrection, Jesus Christ gave us power to live a life of victory and the authority to accomplish God's will here on earth. Then Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. Matthew 28:18-20. So those are the eight prayer watches. This information is coming from UnitedInChristCanton.org. That is United in Christ Canton, CANTON.org. So this is where I got the information from, the eight prayer watches. And trust me, we've done this in New Vision before, where we assign the prayer watches to different people, and they had to pray during those watches, and it made a difference. So it's not like, you know, you're wasting your time praying throughout the day. You pray throughout the day and you watch God to move. That's what we have to do. You know, they're not set aside just to be praying in vain, but you have a responsibility to expect and have faith that things are going to move, that things are going to happen, that you're going to see the fruit of your prayers, praying during these watches. Again, like I said, it will strengthen you, it will enlighten you. There's revelation that comes when you pray during these prayer watches, and because basically this is spending time with God. And no, you do not have to pray for the whole 3 hours, because it's, you know, each watch is 3 hours. No, you do not have to pray the whole 3 hours that you're doing, you know, that you're on this prayer watch. But, you know, at least give God 15 minutes, you know, and then try to increase that as you go along. But know that you're not doing this in vain. There is a purpose in it. You'll see the effects of it. You'll witness the effects of it. You know, again, God is faithful to perform. God is faithful to perform. And so we just want to thank God just for this information, you know, because a lot of people don't know about these prayer watches. And I'm always one that wants to give people information, the things that I learned. You know, I always want other people to know the things that I've learned as well, because I feel like, you know, people perish for a lack of knowledge. You know, the things that they don't know, they perish because they didn't know. But us that do know, it's our responsibility to make them aware so that they can have hope, so that they can have strength, so that their faith can grow. And so having this information is vital for us. You know, the enemy don't want us to know this information, because basically this is like knowing the prayer watches and what goes on during those prayer watches. This is like our blueprint against the enemy, because now we know how to pray. We know how to pray. We know how to pray strategically. You know, we know how to pray effectively, because you can go to the Bible and find, like I gave you some scriptures, so you know that this was done in the Bible. You know that Jesus did this when he went off by himself doing a different, he mostly prayed early in the morning. He did it. And so, again, God is so awesome, because he gives us so much information, but he's not going to force us to use it, but he gives it to us. So he's given us the information. It's up to us on what we're going. It's up to us to know what to do with it or if we're going to use it. Again, you're listening to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. This is Minister Tabika Gons, your host for today. If anyone has anything that they want to say or share, please feel free to press 1 on your keypad, and I will unmute your line so that you can share or comment on whatever it is that you want to share. So again, I thank you all for joining us today. You know, it was normally we don't have like three different topics, you know, all on one day, but that California, those fires are that was really, 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 really heavy on my heart. I don't have family in California, as far as I know. I don't have family in California, but I'm sure that there are some that do have family over in California. But yeah, that my heart was just so heavy just to see these people have to go through that. Those wildfires they're something else. They're, you know, and just the destruction that they leave behind. And you know, it was just, and I know not that long ago it was a wildfire in California, but I guess it wasn't as bad as this one. But again, God, I just really pray, Lord God, that these people are confident, comforted in a way where this doesn't become a long-term effect on them, because that PTSD is really, 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 that post-traumatic stress disorder is really, 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 it could be really bad. Because it's something that people carry around. They have flashbacks of the things that they've seen. And so it's very hard for them to move on. Certain things will remind them of a situation. And so, you know, the thing is to put people on medication so they can be drugged up so that they can't deal with reality. But I just pray that these people, that Lord, that you just set these people free. from what they just went through, Lord God, what they are going through, the things that they saw, the family members that they lost. I just pray that your supernatural, just your comfort, God, your love, just everything that they need. I pray, Lord God, I declare, Lord God, that these people get what it is that they need, not just, you know, in the material things, but also mentally and spiritually, Lord God, that they get what they need, because this is something that is very devastating. If somebody already had, you know, mental health issues, this situation may have made it worse. It's just so many, and you know, it's not just a handful of people. You know, this affected a lot of people. A lot of people's lives have been changed. You know, a lot of people's mindsets may be different. You know, some people may be mad at God because they don't understand why God would let this happen. You know, that's the first thing that people say. God, why did you allow this to happen? And then, you know, they're mad at God for the rest of their lives. But I just pray that this is different, that, you know, they are able to get through this and that they won't blame God for this, but they'll be able to pick up, you know, they'll pick their lives back up and be able to live a normal life and not be fearful, you know, of life from this point on, but that they'll be able to rebuild and able to put their lives back together. I even pray that their insurance companies would not give them any issues when it comes to replacing their cars or replacing their houses. I just pray that the insurance companies just work with them, you know, give them what it is that they need. Don't put them through a whole lot of unneeded stress, because they've been through enough at this point. We never know how blessed we are until we see situations like this, you know. Yes, you know, a lot of us have endured a lot of stuff. We have. And things like this, like I said, I can't even imagine me in my car trying to hurry up and beat the fire so that it don't, you know, consume me. You know, and the way that one of the pictures looked, it looked like they were, like, driving through hell, you know, trying to get out of hell, because everything around them was just burning. Just like, I mean, everything around them was just burning. I pray for the firefighters and the different people that are dealing with it, that are a part of this situation, you know, trying to put the fires out. I pray that they don't run out of resources. I pray that they get, I guess, different firefighters and people from different states to come help them with this. This is almost like an unbelievable thing. And so, you know, it's almost like an unbelievable thing just looking at, you know, the things, the videos that I've seen thus far, and I've only saw maybe like two of them, just, you know, just already seeing those things and the firefighters that are already there. And then, you know, you're not just putting out just like one or two houses. It's the whole camp. I think it was like a camp, or I'm not sure, some community or something. It was a whole community. It's not like three houses were on fire and we have to have these firefighters putting it out, you know, those three house fires out. This was a whole community of people. And so, you know, we just want to thank God for the firefighters. They're probably tired and exhausted, and they may not have seen their families in a few days. So we have to lift them up in prayer. Everybody that is a part of taking care of these people, we lift them up in prayer. I pray that, you know, the state of California comes through and help these people rebuild. Maybe they may not be able to rebuild in that area anymore, but I just pray that the things that were taken from them, you know, be restored, be replaced. So, you know, that's a lot to have to have gone through. And even if, you know, their children, trying to explain to their children what's going on. Now their children have, you know, may have anxiety or fear now because of what they had to go through. So it's just so much that I think sometimes we don't think about when it comes to things like this. You know, we're here, they're there, it's not really affecting us, and so we go on about our day when that could be us. That, you know, that what they're going through, that could be us. So we never know. But I thank God for the intercessors and the prayer warriors that are praying. I thank them. I know that there are some on this line that have probably been praying. And I think, you know, I thank you all for lifting these people up in prayer, because this is serious. This is really, really, really serious. And again, like I said, I don't even have family there that I know of. But if I did, you know, right now, I would feel helpless, because I can't, there's nothing I can do to get to them right now. You know, just think about the people that may live here that have family that was affected by those fires. You know, they may feel like, you know, how can they help? How can they get to them? And so, you know, it's just things that we need to take, be mindful of. No, it's not happening to us per se, but it's happening to somebody. And my situation may not be their situation. Their situation may not be my situation. But, you know, this was a wildfire. But there may be a wildfire going on in your life. It may not be a physical wildfire. It may be a spiritual wildfire. It may be a mental wildfire. It may be a physical wildfire. But we all have things that are going on in our lives. And the only way to have peace in it is to pray. The only way to have to get through the wildfires that may be going on in our lives are to pray, are to know that God is faithful, to have faith, put our faith in Him, remove the doubt, remove the unbelief, remove all of that, and just put our faith in Him. Watch how God turns things around. You know, I declare that God will turn things around for these people. I'm sure they're probably praying. And those that may not have even considered God in this, I pray that their hearts be open to talk to God about this. Again, it's going to be some people that, again, that's going to blame God, but I pray that they get through that anger, you know, of what's going on. I pray that they get through that and that does not consume them. So, again, we just thank God for their lives. Thank God for those that got through it, you know, that got out. And thank God for the firefighters and the EMTs that are there, and those volunteers. I'm sure it's volunteers, people that have given up their time to help, that did not live in that community. So we keep all of those people covered. We keep them covered by the blood of God. Even if they don't believe in God, we keep them covered by the blood of God and pray that their lives be transformed. If they didn't know God, I pray that their lives be transformed, that they will know Christ as their Lord and Savior from this situation, and that they'll be available to help somebody else in a crisis. So we just want to give God glory for everything that He has done. Even if we don't understand it, we want to give God the glory and the praise, because He deserves it. He deserves it. No matter what we're going through, God deserves the glory and the praise and the honor and the love and everything that we could ever give Him, because He is our Creator. He knows us. He knows our hearts. He knows our minds. He knows what bothers us and discourages us. You know, He knows our ending from our beginning. So we praise Him and thank Him and worship Him through everything that we go through. And remember, it is not in vain. It is not in vain. It's a purpose for everything that we go through. So thank you for joining me today. I appreciate your time. I thank God for you, and I pray that you have an awesome weekend. If you have a church home you're going to tomorrow, that you have an awesome time before the Lord on tomorrow. And I will see you guys again here next week. Enjoy your giving, because I won't talk to you right. Enjoy your Thanksgiving, and remember someone else during throughout this time. Thank you. I love you. Have a good day.
Thank you for listening to Heart to Heart with Bishop Etta Banks. Heart to Heart is an outreach ministry of New Vision for Life, Kingdom Builders. Please visit our ministry website at www.newvisionforlife.com. As always, beloved, I pray that God will bless you and bless you mightily. And as He does, you will turn around and bless someone else. And then that person will turn around and bless someone. Then that person will turn around and bless God Almighty for the blessings that He bestowed upon them. And then God, in His awesome and infinite wisdom, will turn around and bless you one more time because you knew what to do with the blessings He bestowed upon you. I thank God for the completion of the circle of blessings. I beseech you, therefore, in the name of Jesus, that you go forth today and be a blessing to someone. And when you do, do so on purpose. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.